Good afternoon. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions.
Update us on injuries such as Rod Streeter and how his toe might be.
Yeah, Rod and all the other injuries, really no update. We're still collecting information with the MRIs that we're doing, and we'll know a little bit more later on this afternoon, this evening.
Who received MRIs?
Again, just, you know, there's a collection of them at this point, so I don't want to go into detail, so I'm accurate for you guys at this point. So.
What did DJ Gaines show you? I know you had a chance to look at the tape, Coach. Just right. Your thoughts on him and his debut there?
What I liked about his play, and it really showed up in the interception, was he was in great position, and that was clinic tape for all of our players, all the corners on this roster, to understand when you're in that type of position, good things happen. He played within the system and made a big-time play for us, so that was good to see. And did some other good things in the game in terms of run support and whatnot. So it was good to see him get good action and, you know, really acclimate himself to our system. And, you know, I look forward to watching him continue to improve this week.
Has there been any more consideration about moving Deion Dawkins to the left side?
Not at this time, no.
What do you attribute the problems protecting Tyrod last night to then? It seemed like Chantrell maybe didn't have his best game. And how do you improve that offensive line situation for your starting quarterback going forward?
Yeah, there's a lot of factors that really came into play in terms of the pressure on our quarterbacks last night. You know, technique obviously is one thing, and beating the man in front of you, and then you know, the timing of the offense has to work hand in hand with the protection, the route development, the quarterback getting the ball out on time. So all those things work together in terms of protection, in terms of execution, and we didn't do a good job of that enough last night.
What's the thinking behind using Chantrell with the starters, given that he's got a 5-game suspension? So when the regular season gets here, he's not going to be available to you.
Well, the thinking really is just what you said. It's he's going to serve a 5-game suspension, and he needs all the work he can get at this point in time. You know, that said, you know, we felt like we got some good reps last night with Jordan and Deion in the game, alternating and getting some good time. You know, we need to play this week out and monitor where we are as we move forward. If at some point we feel like we need to make a move with one of those two going over to the left side, then in fact we'll do that. Right now, we're not going there right now.
Is there a timetable though for that? Is there a day when you go, all right, Forty Glenn, you might not make it back for week one? Is there a date that you've kind of looked at?
Not a specific date, but to your point, Josh, we're on top of that. I mean, there will be a time when we say, hey, we've got to do something and go with that contingency plan. Right now, you know, we look forward to getting Cordy back. That's the prognosis we've gotten from the docs, and so we're going to take it one day at a time right now, but keep a very close eye on it.
What concerns do you have in regards to your starting offense?
Well, I want us to get into a rhythm offensively. I didn't think we'd got into a rhythm offensively early. Now, some of that, we didn't have very favorable field position, and that goes back to special teams and the penalties. And I thought we moved the ball out of some unfavorable situations offensively, really in both games. That said, I want to see us get into a rhythm offensively and not only run the ball, and I thought we ran the ball well at times over the last two games, but also throw the ball and execute. And that goes with the protection up front as well as the routes and getting to the proper depth, and then accurate throws and moving the chain. Staying on the field goes a long way in terms of scoring points.
Last night you talked about Tyrod and actually the quarterback situation, essentially said, you know, all the positions, you know, there's competition for all the positions. It was perceived as maybe not exactly a vote of confidence for Tyrod. How much confidence do you have in Tyrod Taylor as your starter going forward?
Oh, I have all the confidence in the world in Tyrod. You know, by no means was that meant to come across that way. Tyrod's going to start for us this week, and I look forward to him getting back on track. There's plays that he wanted back from last night, among other players as well. So that said, there were good moments in the game. And so, you know, we continue to evolve as an offense. That's the second game, keeping big picture perspective in mind. We've got to do some things to get the offense on track. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, we've got to move the ball, move the chains, convert third downs, which we didn't do a good job of. And then when we get into the red zone, which we did, we've got to score touchdowns. You know, we had opportunity to put points on the board a couple of times last night. In either A, we took a sack and took ourselves out of field goal range, or didn't put the ball in the end zone when we had the opportunities.
Coach, I know that time is not on UJ's side, like how late to the party he got here, but is there enough time for him to compete and maybe make a move up the depth chart?
Sure. Yeah, there absolutely is. When you make big plays, you catch the coach's eyes. And he made a big play last night, and he did it playing the defense. He played within the system, made a big play, and you know, that was encouraging. So as he continues to get comfortable, we look forward to watching him develop more and more within the system, and you know, to continue to compete for those corner spots.
Coach, what do you think is the best way to get the guys to cut down on the number of penalties they're taking?
You know, when you look at it, you know, I've gone back, and before I came down here, I was going through charting every penalty and trying to put them into different categories as you try and solve problems. And, you know, you want to be able to say it's all one area, and that's not the case. It's, there are some discipline in there. There's concentration. There's playing aggressive without hesitation so we stay in good position, so we're not in chase mode. So there's different buckets, if you will, that are factoring into the penalties, all of which are unacceptable. So we need to continue to work at that. I am concerned about it, and we're going to, you know, look into bringing officials into practice to help us in that effort. So we've got to get it corrected.
Sean, do you allude to Cordy potentially coming back? You allude to, I think, a prognosis or something along those lines. Cordy Glenn. And his ankle. Have you received new information that maybe he can get back in relatively short order here?
No, nothing's changed along those lines. I mean, we're just optimistic for Cordy to get back on the field. That's the reports the doctors have given us, and Cordy feels good. Like I said the other day, he's in good spirits, and we're moving in the right direction.
Sean, how much of the offense that you're going to use in the regular season are you guys holding back in
these 99%. No. I mean, you go across the league and you feel certain teams prepare and game plan more than others. You know, I'm a believer in you use the preseason for developing fundamentals. You know, we'll do a little bit more game planning this week as this is our mock. We'll use this as a little bit more of a mock week for ourselves and a dry run through for the season. You know, that said, I've just never been a big believer in showing your hand in the preseason too much. You see some teams do a lot of pressuring defensively, same thing. You know, last night I think maybe we pressured a handful of times. We want to be able to go out and, you know, it's a one-on-one matchup game and beat the man in front of us playing straight up, fundamental football. And when you do that, I believe you develop a good foundation from if you need to fall back on, you know, during the season. So that's what we're working on right now. You know, there's always the element of surprise that comes in during the season, and you use that to your advantage at times. But you know, we want to get ourselves going and do some good things. That said, too, with respect to the preseason, I don't like the saying, "Well, it's only the preseason." No, we're playing games, and we're playing games to develop. And at the end of the game, we're playing to win right there.
Sean, how much of the struggles in the passing game do you attribute to Sammy not being there and also trying to integrate Anquan Boldin? It's a little different cast.
Yeah, I'll address the Anquan part of that question. You know, Anquan's a good football player, developing timing at this point, right? Same thing with all of our receivers and tight ends so that we're all on the same page. I had a couple plays last night where we didn't run the right route. And, you know, that's hard on a quarterback when that's not meshing up, where he's looking for a receiver coming out of a break and we're one way or the other on things. So Timing is a big part of the offense. It certainly is, and when we get Jordan back, developing his timing as well. So that'll be an asset to us.
You mentioned Tyrod will start next Saturday in Baltimore. How much thought have you given to giving Nathan first team reps in practice next week?
Well, like I've always said, we always look at everything. And that goes for every position, not just the quarterback position, but every position. Nate has certainly had a good preseason and training camp, and he's going to continue to develop and get better. You know, that said, Tyrod is going to start Saturday night, and I expect him to play and play well.
How long would you expect Tyrod and the starters to play with
him? Well, at this point, and we haven't even got into it as a staff, but, you know, ideally my vision for it at this point would be to come out of the locker room and play a series in the third quarter.
And that would be all of Tyrod?
Yes.
You still envision him being the starter at the opening of the season, Tyrod?
Yes.
Coach, you talk about not really game planning, but were you kind of surprised yesterday going up against Billy and having them blitz you guys as much as they did?
Well, they, you know, look, let's, one thing about opponents is we respect every opponent. They're going to do what they feel like they need to do to get themselves ready. And then for us at the Buffalo Bills, we're going to do what we feel like we need to do to get ourselves ready. You know, it was good work for us, quite honestly, when they blitzed as much as they did and when they went no huddle offense. Those are all good things that they felt like they needed to do. And it was good work for us, you know, good work for us defensively going against the no huddle, and then offensively to go against the pressure that we saw. Was good work for us, which should benefit us moving forward.
They were blitzing. I mean, they blitzed seven at one time. Is there any sort of gentleman's agreement in the preseason that you don't send seven guys at our quarterback?
Well, if we had it, it certainly got broken during the game. No, it's, you know, like I said, they obviously wanted to get some things checked off their list for their development. You know, again, those are things that, you know, now we've seen those looks as an offense or a defense or even special teams, and you know, we've learned some valuable lessons going against it.
We're halfway through the preseason. Now looking forward, what kind of concerns you the most about heading forward?
I didn't catch that.
Just like for you, we're halfway through the preseason. Obviously, there's a couple games left. What is there anything that kind of sticks out in your mind that's a little bit concerning as we move forward?
Well, you know, you always, as we build this, you know, we're building a football team, and we're also building a culture here as well. So we've got some good competition going on at every position, and I like that. We're going to have to make some tough decisions moving forward, and you want to be able to make educated decisions on who we keep on this football team, because as we go on this journey, this is what shapes you know, who we are moving forward. So those are tough decisions, and the communication that Brandon and I have had with our staffs has been phenomenal in terms of educating ourselves on who we have on the roster, and then also what's going on the field in terms of the performance on the field.
So AJ Gaines has primarily been lining up on the left side. Is he going to get switched over to the right side to kind of battle with Sharice and Kevon for that competition?
Well, he plays both sides, and then he also plays inside. So, you know, that's not out of the question at this point in time.
Defensively, another nice game against the run in particular. I think you guys were allowing like 2.8 yards per carry in the first two. Are you pretty happy with where your defense is stopping the run right now?
2.1, you said?
2.8.
2.8, yeah. We need to be about 2.5, you know. So, no, I mean, they've done some good things. You know, I'd be lying if I sat up here and said I wasn't happy with the run defense. I am. I'm extremely happy with the run defense. You know, that said, just like our whole football team, we've got a lot of work to do. And when you get comfortable is when things come to get you. And we've got to stay hungry and stay humble in our approach as a football team and as a defense in this particular case. And I look forward to watching us develop in those areas this next week.